All right. You know what we don't test patients on here? Therapy Session Thursday. We have zero patience with Therapy Session Thursday because we've been patient enough. We've been holding this topic, this feeling in the pit of our stomach for the past 2 days, past 3 days. Could have been yesterday we figured out our Therapy Session Thursday topic. But today, we let it all out. It's a safe space. We let out all of our grievances, our emotions. It's a safe space here in the Jock Studio. We air it all out. All right, Logan, what do you got for this Therapy Session Thursday here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast?
You know, it's something that, you know, I've been in a pretty good mood this week, and I haven't really had a ton of issues. You know, but I've got two things that are really starting to bug me, and one of them I was going to use for my Therapy Session Thursday, but I decided to go not to. I just want to talk about it briefly. You know, the new Madden game is good. It is. It's good.
Okay.
But, like, why is it so slow? Like, it takes everything forever to load. The opening packs and stuff in Madden Ultimate Team is straight up hot garbage. It takes forever. Everything takes so long to load. It's so, the ease of use is not there with this game. Now, when you're in the game and you're actually playing, like, in-game, right, with something, that's fine. And even that's a little bit slow, but maybe that's just because, you know, you're early in Madden Ultimate Team and the guys are really slow. Like, the fastest guy in the game right now is, like, in 90 speed.
Sure.
So, like, the players are just naturally pretty slow right now, so maybe that's part of it. But, my goodness, like, the menus and stuff and, like, getting in and out of stuff and the game loading up, and it's just slow. And I don't understand why, at this point, these, like, the games are getting, like, Madden is getting slower and less ease of use than in years past. And I just, it leaves me scratching my head. But here's something that, you know, maybe isn't worthy of me getting upset, but okay, and this has everything to do with the game that I'm calling tomorrow, Skyline versus Valley Catholic, okay? So I'm doing game prep last night and the night before, and I'm looking at, you know, trying to find articles about the Skyline football team this year and so on and so forth. And I found like three or four good articles, including one written by the Ozark Sports Zone that was, like 4 pages long.
Shout out Ozone, by the way, but yeah, go ahead.
It had a ton of information for you, and I was able to get a ton of notes about the Skyline football team. And then I spent the better part of an hour trying to find articles about Valley Catholic football. It shouldn't take me an hour to find an article or two about a team that is tied for the most state championships in the history of the state of Missouri in football. They've got 15 state championships, including 7 since 2010. Why does it take me an hour to find 2 articles? And then when I find those 2 articles, I can't read them without paying a $10 monthly subscription just to get into the article. So what did I have to do last night? Because I needed to have information about this Valley Catholic football team, I had to pay $10 to read these 2 articles and get, like, I don't know, a page or a page and a half of game notes for this thing I'm doing tomorrow. I was so angry about it. And then what did I do, right? I read the articles. I put the information into my Google Doc here, right? Correct? Just so I could print off my game notes. And then what do? I go back into that same website to cancel my subscription. I paid $10 for an hour
of article reading.
Yes, and nobody else had anything. Like the St. Genevieve newspaper. Nothing. Like nothing. Like what do you mean? The school is in St. Genevieve. It is the best football program in your city. It is the best football program around St. Louis in terms of success. Yes, St. Louis has got some great programs. John Burroughs, stuff like, right? I mean, like, you know, I know what John Burroughs, I know who Ezekiel Elliott is, right? Like, I know that St. Louis has a ton of success. They have a ton of football, and they have a ton of talent in that area.
Right.
But why is nobody writing about Valley Catholic except for this random this random site that I have to pay a $10 subscription to read this online article? I just don't get it. I don't get why a program with that much success is being ignored, I guess. And maybe it's just because, like, they didn't win a state championship last year because they were moved up two classes from class one to class three for a school that has 120 kids. You know, here's something wild that I found out yesterday. So this is a school, and, you know, I did just mention that the Skyline has about 220 kids in their school, and Valley Catholic has about 130, right? Here's something that boggles my mind. Skyline has 220 kids in their school. They have 24 kids on their football team. Valley Catholic has 130 kids, 48 on the football team. More than a third of the kids that go to their high school are on the football team. That is the level of respect and success that that football program has had. That literally 40% of the school plays football. That's insane. And yet, two articles were written about them from an online publication that I had to pay a $10 subscription just to spend an hour on these two articles for my game notes. Dumb. And I hate it, and it pisses me off.
First off, I applaud you for going to that length of depth to broadcast a game for two and a half hours. You said you put in, what, 6 hours of note time or whatever?
Yeah, five and a half, six hours worth of game prep.
I'll max, like, put in, like, three and a half. Though my game notes aren't probably as big as yours. I'll give, like, an overview of the team, like, what they're doing last season, what they did last season, what they're doing this season.
Well, to be fair, for you, it's a little bit easier because you cover, right, the only one team changes for you, right? Like,
you have multiple teams
to cover. You've got Willard every week, right? So it's easy. You get acclimated with doing Willard. I mean, I feel the same way. When I would do game prep for, like, eight-man football games or high school football games that I was doing on Fridays, like, I would put more game prep into that than I would doing my sideline reporting for the Northwest football team. Because my game notes would change a little bit for, like, the Northwest part, but I would really only have to do game notes for one team extensively, right? So I would do, like, 3 hours worth of game prep for the high school football game I was doing on Friday, and then maybe an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes of game notes for the Northwest game that I was doing. Now, that first Northwest game I would do, four and a half, five hours worth of game prep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to spend the most time on my game notes for today, or for tomorrow's game, which is in Carl Junction.
Yeah, this week. And then a lot of that stuff can translate over into the next week.
Copy aside and paste, baby.
Yeah, the statistics and so on can sort of change a little bit, which, you know, when you're working with the same team every week, it's a lot easier to get statistics for your team. That's something that's going to be a lot of fun for me, is having to call coaches throughout the season and be like, hey, can you, like,
email me something?
Email me, like, some statistics for the season for you guys this year so that I can, you know, put those into my broadcast and so on and so forth. And, you know, I've asked for that before, and I've had coaches tell me no, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but, yeah, it is what it is. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I feel like high school football is so important in the state of Missouri, and especially, like, the town that I grew up in, Lawson. It was a football town. It really was. I mean, it was one of those things, and it's very much that small town football stereotype where, like, Friday night, if you were to drive through Lawson at 6 o'clock, like an hour before kickoff, it is a ghost town. There's nobody in town. No cars are in town. Okay. The only people that are in town are either, like, you know, grabbing food from Subway or Sonic before they head to the game, or, you know, it's a bunch of guys that are hanging out at the bar. That's literally the only people in town, or people that are, like, working the gas stations. Everybody else was at the high school, at the football stadium, watching the game. I mean, a town of 2,500 people, and there were 2,000 plus at that football game any given Friday. That's just the way it was. Even if the team wasn't very good, you know, even if it was a team that was second round of districts, which I will say, our head football coach, Todd Dunn, just recently retired, did not have a single losing season his entire time he was there.
Wow.
Took the team to 3 state championships in 20 years. So, took the team to 3 state championships in 12 years, actually. 2003, 2004, 7 in 2014, 13, 14. So a lot of success for him and a couple of state semifinal appearances as well. So, yeah, so it's a school that has a lot of football success, and Valley Catholic is another one of those. Like, 15 state championships, and yet nobody's writing an article about them. Makes no sense to me.
It's because they're a private school. They don't want people talking about them. They want to be private.
I guess.
Corny dad joke there. All right, my therapy session Thursday. Before I get to that, I've seen this post on MLB on their Instagram. Today's free games on MLB.tv, and it's basically just every game that's being played here. And I can't help but just laugh at the fact that it's MLB TV, in which if you're a fan of the Cardinals in Springfield, you can't even watch it. But hey, they're free for today, Logan. You can watch the Royals play the Mariners today on MLB.tv. And I can watch the Cardinals play the Pirates. Blackouts on MLB TV. What a joke. Ugh. Though that's what this world is turning into, is just a bunch of jokes. All right. Speaking of jokes, and I completely missed the trend here, because before I went to bed last night, you know how it is. You go to bed, but you don't fall asleep. You, like, go through all your socials before you go to sleep. Check
right.
your Facebook, Twitter, your Instagram, whatever. I scrolled through Twitter last night looking for, like, the Lars Nootbaar walk-off hit that he had for the St. Louis Cardinals, along with other things. And literally in every comment section, every comment was, nah, he tweaking. Do you know about this trend?
He tweaking?
Every comment in every post that I saw was just full of, nah, he tweaking. Just that comment from multiple users.
I know what the term means. I guess I haven't seen that trend on the old Twitter sphere yet.
It's not Twitter, it's Instagram.
Oh, okay.
It was mostly just Instagram, but no, in every post, I'm going to try to find one here, if I can even find one here that's updated, but there'd be like a post where, be like, okay, you see the comments, you see the likes, in every comment, like top to bottom, nah, he tweaking, nah, he tweaking, nah, he tweaking. I legitimately thought, I was fooled by this, I thought Instagram got hacked. I thought some dude just came in and was just like, all right, I'm going to put this thing in where every comment that someone puts in here, it's just going to be nah, he tweaking.
And he just auto-corrects to nah,
yeah.
he tweaking.
But no, it was an actual trend.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen that.
I don't get people. I legitimately don't. Here, 373 comments on this MLB post. In like the first 12, 13, 14, nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. And they're getting a bunch of likes and comments and everything. And the comments that are in the comments themselves are not he tweaking.
Yeah,
it's just this stupid trend that someone went on Instagram.
Is it like those? What you're saying is that Instagram comment section looks like the TurboTax commercials, the free for free free.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But no, it was just yesterday. And at first I was just like, all right, it's just some kind of sports thing. It's just like they're coming on sports pages. No, they commented on everything. Like, I follow a couple accounts that just cover, like, colleges or something like that. Like, I'll follow Missouri State and Mizzou on Instagram, and there'll be, like, 40 or 50 comments. Nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. What the hell is wrong with people, dude?
Like, yeah, that's weird.
It is weird. But, you know, thankfully that happened. I will be thankful for that because I honestly didn't have anything for Therapy Session Thursday. I was going to rail the Cardinals today if they lost to the Tigers, but they did not, so I just thought to myself, well, what am I going to talk about?
That's fair.
Well, thankfully, a bunch of internet trolls got me something to talk about. Those people were tweaking yesterday. Yeah, so the MLB section, comment section for the Lars Nootbaar walk-off, 19 hours ago, has over 1,000 comments.
That'd be a great name for a candy.
Nootbaar, exactly. They call them a candy bar for a reason.
Just call it the Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah, a Nootbaar. Bam.
If Lars Nootbaar becomes an all-star, he'd make a ton of money in St. Louis.
You know, I hope the hell he does, because the Cardinals need all-stars. They need all the help that they can get. But no, 1,000 comments in like the first 40, 50, 60 comments, all of them, nah, he tweaking. Nah, he tweaking. Well, in that case, we need to tweak out for this Thursday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast here. No podcast tomorrow, of course, but we will be on Sports Talk from two different locations. So tune in for either good radio or radio that's so good it's bad, or so bad that it's good. Just have to wait and see. But that is in the future. Can't control the future, can't control the past, but we can control the now. And now it's time to end the Thursday edition of the Rookie Sports Report Podcast. Logan, always a pleasure, and we'll do sports talk tomorrow, whether we like it or not.
Absolutely. We will do our best to put together a halfway decent show. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be continuing to look at sports news throughout the day today and throw those into a Google Doc so that we've got plenty of stuff to talk about. And, you know, it's one of those things. I'm grateful that you're going to be on there with me via the phone, which is going to be difficult. It's going to be hard, you know, for you to, like, look up whatever it is we're talking about, which is going to suck.
I'll think of it. In my mind, just be like Ned Reynolds, just be a sports encyclopedia.
Gotta be. We're just hoping that, you know, you and I both, we're hoping that you've got decent cell phone service while you're on the highway, because
and hopefully there's no road work.
That's about 44. My worst nightmare. Is gonna be my worst nightmare tomorrow is we're in the middle of a segment or something and your call drops or something and we can't get you
and
back.
And I can't get back on, yeah.
And I'm just scrambling to find stuff to talk about and doing a show by myself. What we may end up having to do is getting our producer, Abby Linton, to get on there and talk some sports and stuff with us so that, you know, I at least have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, she's well-versed in sports. Absolutely. She can talk to her. Yeah. But, nah, that'll all unfold tomorrow, 4 to 6 Central Standard Time on ESPN The Jock, 4 to 6 p.m., not a.m., of course. I'm up at 4, but you're not, so.
I will not be.
No. And I myself could never do a show alone, especially at 4 a.m. All right. That's enough mumbling and jumbling for today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.